This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now to Trump tariff fallout. We're going live to the White House. Correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, we're hearing that as many as 70 countries have reached out to the White House to talk about these tariffs. We've also heard the White House is not backing down. What is the status of negotiations?
Yeah, well, the president said yesterday both things can be true, that this can be a permanent strategy, and also there could be negotiations. He was asked about that because there have been a lot of mixed messages coming from the White House. Yesterday, we heard that the prime minister of Japan and the president had spoken and that the Japanese were going to be sending a trade team to Washington to have conversations with the Treasury Secretary and the U.S. trade rep. And the Treasury Secretary posted a social media post saying, you know, we will start conversations with a Japanese delegation. And almost at the same time, there was an op-ed posted by one of the president's top trade advisors, Peter Navarro, who's been leading the charge on these tariffs. And in his op-ed in the Financial Times, Navarro insisted this is not a negotiation. This is a national emergency. So it's very confusing then, you know, are countries actually going to be able to negotiate, or is this a national emergency and it's a set strategy? So the president was asked this yesterday and he said both can be true. There can be permanent tariffs, but there also can be negotiations because he said there are things we need beyond tariffs. Not exactly an answer that clears things up, but he's not budging on the broad policy about this, despite the concerns on Wall Street yesterday and the volatility that we're seeing and the fear among economists that there could be a recession on the horizon.
So it seems like that's still a question. Is it still a question of what, if any, role Congress is looking to play here? Are they looking to take any sort of action at all?
They could. There are 7 Republican senators who have joined 1 Democratic senator to push forward on a bill, long shot bill, that would require Congress to require the president to notify Congress of any new tariffs. And then it would require Congress to authorize tariffs within 60 days of them being announced. The White House told Republicans and told senators yesterday the president will veto that if it were to pass in the Senate.
The situation with China, Karen, seems to be a separate one. It seems to be becoming also an escalating war on words.
Yeah, the president, I mean, war on words, but also war of tariffs, too. The president said if China doesn't back off on its retaliatory tariffs that was set to go into effect this week, he will put an additional 50% tariff on China, which is in addition to what he announced last week, which is on top of what has already been in place, which would get you to about 104% tariff on China.
Well, Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live this morning from the White House.